Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Ellis at 97.3.
Iowa. Oh, that was the Pats game. What? Sorry, I didn't even, click for me because I just look at the
salt
whole.
In the
okay.
Wound.
Yeah.
Iowa.
Yes.
Doesn't come up much. You know, every election cycle, there's Iowa.
Right.
But in general...
The Iowa caucuses.
We don't hear much about Iowa.
Well, you know, there's only so much to say about corn, really.
Right. You've probably heard the term first world problems.
Yes.
Here's what a small town police department does when they don't have bigger fish to fry. The town of Jessup, Iowa has announced that it is banning TPing. Which they define as using toilet paper to decorate homes, trees, or other structures.
Well, way to get everyone to go, oh yeah, that, I love that, let's go do that.
The new policy is zero tolerance policy.
Okay.
And the perpetrators will be arrested and charged with things like trespassing, criminal mischief, illegal dumping, and disorderly conduct.
Mm.
Now, I offer to you that this is like a rite of passage. This is you.
Everybody gets TP'd.
Now you can do. There are things you could do that can cause actual damage, but just TPing somebody's house, whether it's the girl you have a crush on or a friend of yours, that time at night when you're out with your friends and the cold air is on your face and the street lights are kind of yellow or whatever that, and there you are, you're like. You're like
do it.
Not exactly quiet, but trying to be, and you're that's living.
Yeah.
That's being a young kid feeling, and I get it. Someone out there is going, I woke up after a hard late night, having to get up and commute and work my butt off, and I had toilet. You could have driven past it. You could have left. You didn't have to pick it up right that second. It's not the end of the world, is it?
It isn't the end of the world. And I really do feel like when you ban things, you make them much more likely to happen. But maybe they have a big problem with it there. It is a bummer for the parents. Usually
it's Jessup, Iowa. The kids are trying to find something to do.
I know. Find something else. Why don't you redirect them? We found you a cool thing to do down at the vacant mall where all the stores are gone, kids. We're going to play laser tag. It's going to be so fun. I've forgot all about TP.
I've got a nickname from high school that still a few people from high school call me. They call me Bullseye because we used to go egging. That was what we did instead of TPing.
Egging is bad. TPing is bad.
Is the exact step over the line that I was talking about. That's where you've ruined something at somebody's house.
Well, right? I went to throw an egg and I'm not.
And the guy opened the door?
No, I hit the top of the door on the way out. And just sprayed everyone in the car with eggs. So we all got egged. And so my nickname is Bullseye, too.
Oh, you egged yourselves.
Few
you know what?
Yeah.
You got your comeuppance.
Nah. Bullseye.
Dramatic irony or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, the egg thing is that's the step. And I remember I was with, I believe, Jason Sisko and Rochelle. And we were just goofing around at night. And someone said, we should get some eggs. And we were near my house. I'm like, I'll sneak in and get eggs. We got eggs. Now I've got some eggs, which, by the way, the reason I got fingered the next day is because those eggs were breakfast. So my mom's like, where did the eggs go? I was about to make.
And meanwhile, the neighbor's house is covered in eggs.
And we did the people across the street. Mm. Like, we were so lazy and stupid. We were sitting there like, what do we do? And then we went, well, let's just get them. And then, of course, my mom realizes breakfast is gone and then sees, and her best friend lives across the street. Carol Delson was like, somebody egged our house. And my mom was like, oh, that's funny. I don't have any eggs. Vincent!
Oh, my God.
You are a mastermind criminal.
Well, that's it.
It causes a lot of damage. It's like impossible to get off a house, too. Sometimes you have to repaint the house.
Oh, really?
If those rotten kids did enough damage.
Well, and that was also part of it was now I'm not gonna tell on my friends. So I was like, yes, I did that. Why would you do that? Those are our friends. I don't know.
I had the eggs. I walked out. I saw a house.
Typical response. I don't know.
Well, I wasn't going to say, well, there was a couple people with me and I don't have any idea why I would do that. And I will go clean it up by myself.
How'd that go?
It sucked.
Take a long time?
It took a long time and they were around for it because it was the front door. So the front door had to be opened and I had to So eggs, no. Toilet paper, come on, Jessup.
I don't know. It is a pain in the ass. I don't know what they got for trees there. I picture it being very flat.
Like yeah.
They just have, maybe they do it right over the top of the house. That happens sometimes.
Those sentenced in the zero tolerance policy at Jessup, Iowa, the town, the police have said, we're banning TP. Zero tolerance. Those caught will be sentenced. They will have fines and do community service. And penalties will be ramped up for repeat offenders.
Oh.
So.
Hmm. Public lashings.
When I was a young teen, probably like 11 or 12, my friend and I decided to go out on a TP spree at a sleepover. But
a spree.
We were overly cautious, so we just did mailboxes.
Oh.
Very easy cleanup.
Yeah.
But we still had the thrill of being out.
Yeah, you make your mark. But
that is part of it, is being out at night. In the yellow street lights and the wind on your, the cool breeze on your face.
And it's a caper.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the neighborhood dogs are barking and you've got a loud guy with you who can't possibly keep quiet. So you're a bust.
You just said the cool breeze. Is that how you got your nickname?
Yeah, I'm sure. That nickname he doesn't have. It's Febreze.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.